to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." So, similar to his definition of eternal life. If someone says, you know, what's eternal life? Is it living forever? Is it, you know, what is it? Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life." You know, Jesus is the image of God Almighty, of the invisible God. He is one with the Father, yet he is separate. That's the beautiful, unspeakable mystery and reality. Amen. And so when we know Jesus, we know the Father. Amen. This is, you know, in this theme of simplicity, it is. It's all about Jesus Christ. And when we get to know him, we're getting to know the one true God, who is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Amen. How do we get to know him? He says, "You shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart." Just like the first commandment, the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with everything you have. So let's just continue to seek him. The amount that we give him of ourselves is the amount he gives us of himself. You know, if we give just a little bit of ourselves, he'll give us a little bit of himself. It's a very, very, you know, this is a real mystery that God would allow us to be his children. Let's continue on. Let's pursue him. Amen.